Snoop Dogg says it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. Everyone in this selfie is riding the wave, and we go fishing. Much, much more on this week's World Star Weekly. Stay tuned.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
World Star.
You're hype.
Let's go.
It's going to be a good show.
It is going to be
good. Why do I feel like this is Tanir's version of freedom? Just being on this part, on this panel, because there's no reason to be that hype.
Hey, I'm here with you guys. I'm here with Michelle, with Tara. I know it's got, like you said, already pre-show stuff with what was going on. I know it's going to be a good one today.
We definitely turn up in the studio.
Yeah, shout out.
That's a real thing.
Y'all don't know.
No, for real. Because Fran really drops some Chris Brown Trey song. Ooh, he had it going.
Like, I should be a DJ, but I'm not. I am a host, as we are talking to all of you at home. Welcome to World Star Weekly, where we break down and take down the best and the worst of World Star viral clips each and every week with fun but real discussions that need to be had. And in order to do this, we bring a panel. Because if I had to do the solo, this might be too crazy. Okay? We had to bring the voice of reason all the way to my left's left. Tanir.
Hey, it's your boy Tanir Williams. You know how I do.
Oh, wow.
And then to his right, but still to my left, we had to bring a feminine point of view.
Hi, friends. I'm Michelle. You know how I do.
All of a sudden, she has a feminine voice. Right. She's actually the most gangster one out of all of us. I was saying that in a sarcastic manner. If you don't know about me and or my sarcasm, you don't know about a lot of shows. My name's Teron. I will be hosting and paneling on this week's World Star Weekly. And, of course, Steph Sabra, the Joker movie reviewer, is in the booth.
Thank you,
Teron. It's a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Somebody get her a heating pad. So, we're going to break down this week, World Star Weekly.
We're going to talk.
Once you go black, we see this white boy get very live. Snoop goes to Kansas. I don't know if you've heard this story, if you're familiar, but a lot has gone down, and there's no place like home. The selfie wave is a real wave. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. My man's car is fire, and I mean that possibly literally. Gender reveal party reveals a lot. But not about the gender. Fishing stories, and I'm talking about catfish for real. When your mom don't know English, when the cashier don't know English, and when the Subway singer knows too much English. That and much, much more as we are getting into this World Star Weekly. Let's get into the first video coming in at 164,853 views. Go, white boy, go. We see a line. Stop playing with that butt jump.
Yeah.
There's a line.
School on these folks. Stop playing.
These are people trying to get into the fraternity.
Stop playing, bro.
They're pledges.
But John came to kick it with the brothers.
And it's clearly a black fraternity. The way they're dancing is a black fraternity. Oh, the kick. High step.
Get it.
Go, white boy, go. And he's getting it, too.
Stop playing with that boy, John. And transfer schools to HBCU.
You know what this reminds me of? Remember in Chappelle's special, his first one,
Killing Him Softly.
Killing Him Softly. When he talked about, like, when you see a white dude with a group of black dudes, you gotta wonder what that white dude.
He's the most dangerous one. Yeah.
This is a prime case of it.
That's interesting. It reminded me of the. What's the one with Nick Cannon?
Love Don't Cost a Thing?
No.
Oh, Drumline?
Drumline, and the white kid who was playing the little big drum.
Right.
Yeah. That's who it reminded me of.
That did. But actually, I did my research on John, because this is like my favorite video, so shout out to you for picking this out. But he's been doing this for a while now. He has some older videos, too, so he's...
But he was getting
He's
it, man.
Like,
and I always thought, think about also from the side, like the other black folks in there, like, man, I'm going to let this white dude like show me, you know? But he was putting in that work.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it made the other dude step up. Like, I'm not going to get embarrassed.
Now, when it comes to racism, there is a such thing
since
as
we don't talk about
racism.
That on this show.
We don't talk about that enough. If you don't like us talking about it, then try to make it not exist in the world, you know?
Okay.
It's like when people get mad at rappers about talking about things, then maybe take them out of that environment. They're just talking about what they're seeing,
right.
and that's what we discuss here as well.
Right.
when it comes to the concept of racism, and there is a form of reverse racism, even if it doesn't affect white people as much, I would say this, that in my opinion, the black community is way more accepting of white people, even if they're racist, and not the other way around. I don't feel like you would see a black kid be in a white fraternity and is accepted as John, the white kid, who probably gets berated, but in the way black people do. For example, he gets called white boy all the time. But it's 100%. In a jovial, joking manner that's not the same as if that black kid was in a white fraternity and called, hey, blackie.
Right.
Yeah. It's not the same. It doesn't come from the same place.
Yeah.
Right. No, I 100% agree with you. And the fact that I feel like he would know, like, going into that situation, like, I better be on point or I'm just going to get roasted, like, forever.
And black people are equal opportunity roasters.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not like, you like, if you go in, someone will call you raisinette. I mean, there's something for everybody.
Everybody.
For sure. So.
Everybody can get it. So,
absolutely. But yes, that's my favorite video.
You,
I want
you, you
to
like
rewatch
John?
It.
Would you date a John, Michelle? I'm serious.
Yeah.
Is that a cute thing? Because I remember when Channing Tatum was that person, the white boy with flavor.
Right.
That's a concept.
Yeah.
I mean, would he have to, like, if you were on campus, would he have to have, like, would you be like, oh, okay, John? Like, you think the other girls would be like, okay, like, I see.
I mean,
you know?
Sure. I'm here for a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? I have my.
So you give him a chance.
I'll give John a chance.
Okay.
Like, he'd have to come with that strong game.
Yeah, he'd come with that side to the sky.
Do we all like that, though? Do we like when there are people who assimilate, when there's white people who assimilate into black culture, or do we think that that's cultural appropriation?
Ooh. I would love to hear that from your point of view.
From my point of view?
Yeah.
Like Teron was saying earlier, that black folks are definitely more accepting of that kind of, like I would say, of a white person coming into black culture. In terms of it being cultural appropriation,
see, personally, I think it has to do with intent. Intent plays a big part. So if John was getting credit for creating Stomping the Yard or Line,
that's true,
or any of that, then it would be cultural appropriation. But something tells me John gives respect and credit where it's due.
Right.
And that's the difference. It's when we see big braids on and hairdos on Kardashians, and it sounds like they invented it.
Right.
Yeah.
Or big butts on white girls, and it's all good. And then when it was on black girls, they were oddities to the point where if you go into 1894, there was a black woman in a circus because she had a big butt. Like, that literally was, people would line up to see this lady with a big butt. So it's really comes from intent. And I say that about a lot of even the concept of racism. Where is it coming from? Sometimes someone is racist because they just don't know better. And I personally don't fault those people as much if they're willing to learn. They just don't know. They're like, oh, that's I didn't true. Know. I'm sorry.
Right.
Absolutely.
Or there's a person who knows or knows better or doesn't want to know better, and that person.
You know what? It's interesting that you say that, because I think back also to when I first heard, when Eminem first came out, and you could kind of tell in terms of obviously the way that he grew up, you know, around black folks learning. I mean, I guess Trailer Park, but, you know, he's that urban type of community. But he never dropped N-bombs in his raps. And there's definitely, I've been around, like you were just saying, like people who want to take on the culture, be like, no, I can say it, I've been around black people. And you'd be like, no, you can't. And it seems like he just had that respect, like, even if I could, or people told me I could, like, I'm not going to, you know, type thing. Which to me was kind of like, that, like you said, the respect of the culture, like, I'm not going to go forward with that. That's just the way that I am. And I don't know, for me, that kind of, you kind of looked at him like, okay, yeah, he understands, you know, type thing, so.
I mean, that's good that you can see all of that in that little mini video.
Well, no, I was, I mean, it goes back to what he was just, you know, in
terms
of.
But it's the implication of that video, it speaks volumes.
No, absolutely, and just seeing him in the front, you know, taking leadership and everything, I agree with you, I was just messing with you.
But and yes, he earned it. I don't feel like he took leadership, I think he earned the respect of everybody,
right.
Even more so, probably had to earn it twice as much, and he is in the front of that line. Do I fault him? Do I? There are people who probably are thinking negative things about him, but I often tell people there is nothing black about being ghetto. There is nothing white about being educated. It's simply a community.
Right.
So we need to stop putting these labels on what is black. Black people don't swim. Sure they do. They win gold medals for it.
Okay.
It just depends on who you are as a person.
Right.
Because boxes are meant for things and not people. So I refuse to be in a box.
No.
I'll tell you that.
That note.
On that note, we're going to get into someone who loves being in boxes.
Hot
My main man, Snoop. He brought a box. Oh. He brought a pole. He brought it all out.
Don't forget
this
the money.
Kansas, this is Midnight Madness at Kansas. KU had their Midnight Madness. They have a great team going into. They're often in the top 16. They're making it into the tournament. I mean, they're known. So they wanted, and also basketball is big business, so they wanted to bring out the entertainment for Midnight Madness. That's the first night of any collegiate athletic basketball team is allowed to practice. So it has become a phenomenon across colleges to have a Midnight Madness. This is Kansas's. This is Snoop performing. He's on the gym floor. The gym is packed. Gin and juice, classic. Now he got girls on stripper poles who look like strippers, by the way. Dressing Kansas outfits.
Yes.
Okay? So she's doing the splits now. Now she's doing the splits.
There's no problem.
There's a pole. She's doing the splits. She's definitely... He said biatch. He didn't curse.
At all.
So now we have two strippers, and he's now throwing money on them.
But come
he's,
on, do you hear the song?
He's got the money gun.
Do you
he's
hear
got
the song? Money gun. Like.
That's Big Unk.
Okay.
Uncle Snoop.
And he's showing tribute to different artists, and he's putting on a show. He's got Akon playing. He's got.
Yes. That song is all about the strippers.
100%.
I want to love you.
100%. I want to love you. Yeah. Is this appropriate for a college campus at Midnight Madness and a college instituted and ordained event?
Yes.
Wow.
In college,
okay.
Were we she not all like... at the strip club?
I don't
know. No, actually, no.
So go ahead on that one.
She was like, well, Michelle. I'm going to just tuck
remember
in
what
my
I said? There's nothing black. There's nothing black about being
just
ghetto.
Michelle
remember
there,
when I said
like,
that? Okay. No.
Your
no,
friends at school where I'd be like, get her out the clean. You know,
no, it was all that. Turned up. Come on. All right.
No, sure. I kind of felt that. This is on Kansas, man, because you bring in Snoop. You got to kind of know what's coming with
yes,
with what's
exactly.
coming with Snoop. Now, I wanted to know in terms of, like you said, with the strippers that he had, did he keep it local? Did he pull from the Kansas?
Right.
Local
to Kansas
or did he import them in?
Like, students?
Because, I mean, they you know, it was like the super blonde hair, and like that looked very Kansas to me, you know.
Sure. It was inappropriate.
Right.
I'm so sorry to tell you this. That is inappropriate for a school-sanctioned event. Here's the problem. Especially in this day and age, of where we are hyper aware of sexual harassment, where we're hyper aware of creating situations where females don't feel empowered or feel degraded in circumstances and situations. We're aware of these things now. Were we aware of them 20 years ago? Maybe, but we acted like we weren't. But now there's conversation. We've had it. We know. We should know better. Even Uncle Snoop knows better. This is inappropriate.
Also, the one thing that I would think about is, like you said, a Midnight Madness type event. You know it's not just going to be like students. There's probably people from the community coming in, bringing in kids. You know, so definitely in that type of environment, too, you probably like bring in like... What's going on? Like, I don't want, like, Timmy, like, you know, seeing, like, this type
Timmy,
of thing.
I don't want Kelly being like, I want to be friends with Snoop. I want to send my pole. I don't even like it now, if my little niece be hanging out at the playground
right.
with the wrong pole. I'm going to be like, hey, we don't do that.
Don't be swinging
we don't
like
do that.
That.
We don't drink our milk like this, okay?
Right.
We drink our milk.
Now, I wonder if they put out, like, because there probably wasn't any kind of note, like, hey, this will not be a family-friendly event or something like that, like, you know.
Rochelle?
Yeah, she's with the huffing and puffing. She's like,
see, y'all stressing me out. One is college. Two,
yes.
There's rehearsal, and you can't just walk in there with a pole.
Yeah, someone saw the stripper pole.
Yeah,
somebody
okay,
saw a stripper pole.
Wait a minute. Wait,
exactly. Right. They was rolling them in, and they could have said no.
Excuse me, Mr. Dog, Mr. Snoop Dogg. I have a question. We are just wondering, not me, Patty in Human Resources.
I'm asking.
Wanted to know if there was a reason why we have the the polls. Right. We just want to know why we are getting polls.
Are those just for show? There's not going to be anybody on those.
And Karen and Sharon, are they also, are they dancers, professional dancers, or... cheerleaders? They dance at a club. Which club? Cheetahs? Oh, they dance at Club Cheetah.
Exactly. So,
well, I have seen some of those moves. So I think on the cheerleading foot. You know, like some of the splits and some.
Well,
of
there is a fine line. Often said, why do we have all female cheerleaders acting a certain way? And there has been a growth of bringing in male cheerleaders onto campus. In fact, if you want to know. One of the easiest ways or the fastest ways to get a full scholarship is to be a male cheerleader.
Wow.
That is a true thing.
Now, facts here. Listen up. You'd be learning stuff on this show.
But I still think it's inappropriate. I think it's inappropriate because it is a college-sanctioned event. If this was at a nightclub, I wouldn't say anything. It's a person's choice. But this is an academic atmosphere. Whether it is simply supposed to be that or it is that, that's not really what we're debating here. What people do, like Rochelle, in their college years, I respect you. You're an adult, and you should be allowed to experience and express yourself however you want. However, for a family function, a midnight madness, one even if it's all students, I think it's an inappropriate thing. I would feel the same way if they had male strippers. Mm. It would be inappropriate. Just don't have strippers. Let's not have strippers. We don't need adult entertainment.
Because I feel like half the place would have emptied. Dudes would have been like, oh, man, I'm not watching that.
By the way, most people at Kansas had a great time. I do want to point that out. Most of the students thought it was fine and they had a great time. However, it is inappropriate given not only the social climate, but also the cultural climate. You're in Kansas. Also, given the concept of what it represents.
I'm always interested, too, in terms of what were the conversations before. Like, did anybody bring that up? Like, we can't have that. You know, did Snoop just go against it? Or it was like, hey, it was never discussed, so you guys never laid out.
It was never discussed.
I mean, if that's the point, then I would put that on Kansas.
I'll just say, I don't know.
Like,
I don't know if it was or wasn't, but point is, I'm here for it. And Uncle Snoop keeps still doing your thing, okay?
Thanks. Rochelle's like, why didn't you even, like,
why get a ticket?
Me? Oh,
right.
See? Now it all comes out.
The
free
flag.
I have
the same gun that he has. I have a nice Supreme money gun. I could have definitely
I thought it was going somewhere.
Bill Self, the coach of Kansas basketball team, issued an apology. Also, let's be aware that Kansas also has several basketball violations. This is probably not the best time to do this.
Were they still practicing? I mean, doing their thing while the concert was going on?
No. Okay. So they do afterwards. There are people there. They running the layup line. They're dunking. They're basically running a mini practice before the real practice the next morning. Okay. So
because I was like, not a layup was made during that. You know, they were like, what the?
Why are they looking back? Right. You know, Lamar.
Right. Like, pay attention.
Antoine, what are you? Okay.
Did you airball a layup? Like,
let's
sorry.
Go. Let's go to the next video. This one, I think, is Steph Sabra's favorite. Coming in at 356,870 views when selfies attack. But before I want to move on, I do want to get Steph's opinion as our resident feminist. Steph, how did you feel about that Midnight Madness event?
I don't know how it got cleared. I don't know. I've never been to a strip club. I don't really understand. Mm. Maybe I'll go with Rochelle.
Yeah. Let's go, friend.
Wow. Okay.
I've never said I've never been to a strip club. I just didn't spend my entire college years at one.
I don't think it was great for college, especially so many families go to college games. But was it at midnight? Was that the premise?
It was at midnight, yes.
So I kind of get how it was. Because it had to have been cleared, but I don't think it was the best.
They could have had girls studying with books. They could have had cute girls studying with books. I'm not against the dancers. It was the stripper pole and what that means, especially in an age where most of those girls are looking at, I'm in college getting debt. I could be stripping and getting wet. Anyway,
oh,
coming
my
in at 356,870 views. These two girls do get wet. Let's watch when selfies attack, when trying to pose for a picture for social media goes wrong. Two girls are on the beach. They're on the beach trying to pose in bikinis, and they got a hit in the wave. The nature said, I don't give a damn about your selfie.
Did it look like the waves like
what
just sped up
at
the end
bag,
there?
Though?
You know?
What were y'all thinking about that? I don't know. We're going to have to Shazam that song.
I like it. It sounds like Little Duval.
Yeah, it sounds like when you at the strip club. So...
This is how you feel?
She's like, that's going to be on request.
That's not
DJ.
How I feel. That's how you told it. So let's understand what's happening. We have two young ladies who are posing on a beach in their bikinis for some time. I'm sure it's an Instagram or a video. And the wave just overtakes them and knocks them.
I mean, that was bringing the pain on that. Like you said, it looks like a normal, like, oh, this will probably just roll over the butt. And then it, like, literally in the last couple seconds looked like it just, like, sped up and just came with that force.
Like on purpose. Like the ocean did it on purpose.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like there was some fury. Right, there was some fury. I'm messing this one up so bad. Yeah. You know?
I just hope that they was prepared to swim. You know how sometimes you take pictures, but you still
oh, they weren't. Make. Their hair wasn't done, swim done. And it didn't look like it was a warm day. It looked like...
A little gloomy.
It was a bit gloomy. This is like sunset. Water, especially depending on what coast they were, is not warm.
Mm.
Especially on the West Coast, that is cold water.
Probably like, hell no, this shoot is overcut. Like, my stuff. Done. I mean, that one girl looked like she got lifted off the ground when it initially hit her.
Okay,
so.
Has an ear.
She flipped over, bro.
Yeah, that was...
Bruh, they flipped over. I mean, can we watch the clip one more time, Steph Sabrah, please? Can we just for scientific understanding
would have been
and reasoning?
Hot. She would have been like, oh, hell
no. That's
actually
happened to me before.
Let's show this clip. Have
yeah.
Do we have this on
video? Have you ever had a mishap during the...
Just photos.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we get to the clip. Let's just hit play, and I want to just examine this. The two girls, they got their legs up. They're like laying on the beach.
Right.
Laying.
Big laying, though.
Okay, so...
That's the reason why she flipped, because the one in
yellow. The one in yellow got her arm up, too.
Arm is up, yeah.
And this is a pose.
Prime IG pose right there.
Okay, look. Hair down. Their hair is down.
I mean, she rolled multiple times. The one in the red, like, oh, my God.
She did. Poor baby. No, they look like... Look, her hair was already wet, so they're okay.
But I was thinking also, like, that could have caused some
they weren't
like,
wet. They were dry. There was not a...
Play wet, just no mist.
Yeah, there was no water on their body. They got hit by that wave.
When you get hit like that, like, when you're not expecting... I mean, that one girl's head, the one in the yellow, looked like it snapped back, like, or, you know, got hit where it's like, oh, that
was... Yeah, what was that wave? It was like a tsunami wave, like a mini tsunami. And then red, she turned... She wasn't even up. She didn't get up. She had cake. Cheeks.
Which one?
Someone check on her.
Like, when you look at her, she had cheeks.
Her little bikini was so cute.
Right at the end there. Yeah.
It was very adorable.
Selfies attack. I don't know. What's the worst thing that's ever happened to you while you were taking a selfie? Like, anything?
Oh, I'm not even a big selfie person, so I haven't had... No kind of issues.
That's what happens when you're married. You don't need to take selfies.
I don't need to.
You don't need. You know, there's no dating apps.
I'm looking at
that
the
you should be on.
Our resident selfie person probably right here, because I know about 50 get taken before the show gets started. So
absolutely, because if you don't take a picture, it didn't
That's
happen.
That's what I'm talking about.
But I think the worst thing that happened to me in a selfie, I think it's just the funny stuff when people like come behind you, you know, stuff like that.
I get annoyed when people try to invade your picture, like. Bro, can I just take this picture? I'm already taking a picture.
Right.
In the back.
Let me live. Yeah, let me live. Like, it's never really cute. You know, I've seen someone crash their car while they were taking a selfie.
Oh.
Into, see, ain't
into
like
a
that.
Parked car. And I was just like, was it worth it, bro? Having a car you should be proud of. Right? So that's the thing. You don't want to crash your car. You don't want anything. And getting a car, especially, I don't know how it feels for everybody, but for a young man, getting that first flashy car, that first I worked for a car is a big deal. Mm. Here we see this young man who's worked very hard, earned his vehicle. It's a BMW. Mm. He's got the Beamer, his whip.
Ooh.
I mean, he's so proud of it. Riverdale, Maryland, so it's actually, you know, I'm from D.C., so it's close. I understand how he feels. Let's see him go through his progression with same
Bitch,
day with his car.
The road,
he back on the road.
But the emoji, though. That's
he's dropping a mixtape because he got a new car. He got the... Look, he's
not
got the music.
The zoom in on
not
that.
Not the lights, though. He got to get that tire fixed. God
yeah, look. He got to get the tire fixed. Look, he's showing the key. And then the last
God
one...
God works in mysterious ways.
Just glad. His car is on fire, bro.
Literally.
Listen, There's not a lot of things that can happen for your car to just be on fire.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a car on fire?
No.
I have, actually. Yes.
I don't know why, but in L.A., cars stay on fire on the freeway. Like, it's a real... I've never seen that before until Los Angeles. And then I'll see it, honestly, at least once every other week on the 405. For some reason, driving on the 405, burst your car into flames.
Straight up. Well, first of all, I love the editing job on this because, I mean, he blew it up to like, oh, man, I'm living. We got the white Beamer. Here's my keys. And then all of a sudden, boom, it's just straight
fire. It's three clips on Snapchat, it looked like.
Yeah.
First, he got the first one. He got the car. Got the door open. This is my car. Right. Second one, he's driving. He's whipping. Oh, look at me. Third one, I got the key. Look, my key. The fourth one, shit is on fire. Right.
First of all, he predicted what happened because that first snap, it said it was lit. So he already knew what was going on.
That's
why I see he predicted it.
It's lit.
And second off, you cannot, like, that's just rule number two that you don't do on a selfie or a snap game. You don't, like, put the camera where you can see what's wrong with the car. He had two lights
on. He was really proud of his car. He didn't.
That's
you know
fine,
what?
But honestly, let's not do that. Let's not do that.
So what we're learning is don't be real on Instagram.
No, you can be real, but if you're already going to be reckless, don't be double reckless. You reckless.
He didn't crash into anything.
He was
his
driving
car,
and snapping. That's reckless.
His car was clearly leaking either oil or gas. And it was in a combustionable area. Yeah. And it combusted.
It just went ahead and finished.
And if you want to say he foretold his own doom by saying it's lit, then this studio about to catch on fire right now. Because we talk about being lit every
all
single pre-show.
Day. Every day.
Wow.
That's
I'm
all
just,
we do.
Which is woo-wee! Right. What are we doing?
You already knew.
What are we doing?
That's what
we
do.
But then he put the quote, God works in mysterious ways. No, he don't.
Right.
Your mechanic be working in mysterious ways.
That was the thing. I was like, God looking like, why are you going to put this on me? Yeah. Like, I'm not just blowing folks' cars.
You know what, though? I'm going to tell you something. Cars, no. Cars, they literally wait until you're broke to be needing something.
Oh,
like,
that's
they're like,
that's
oh, you just went shopping?
Facts.
Boop, boop. Like, what? Wait. What? We had money. You drove me here. We had money. We could have done this.
When I'm good, you'd be looking like, everything's good. Like you said, as soon as funds get low, be coming in. Yeah, so you're going to need, like, your whole car. Like, what? Like,
have
the whole engine
heard of
needs
it.
To come
carburetor?
Out. Right.
Yeah, I have.
No.
Well, that works. But you know what doesn't? Right. Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, you've heard of that one? Well, what about a transmutationation?
Oh,
yeah, that's what you got to have.
I need that.
Right.
You now,
need three of them.
Car service credit card.
My door lock don't work. Why my car don't turn on? Like, I don't even know. But his car's on fire. All bad. Guy was so excited about his new car, then this happened. So make sure to check out that video. Coming in at 355,300 views, boy or girl or. This is a gender reveal party. I don't know if Tanir... if you've ever had a gender reveal party?
We did not do one, but I've been to one. I've actually been to a couple.
So that's when you have a child and you no one knows the gender of your child but the doctor, and then you cover it up. And here they put it in a balloon, and they're going to pop the balloon in a pinata style to reveal the gender to the family, friends, and themselves. So we have the father wearing blue, the mom wearing pink, and they're hitting the... See, I thought he was going to hit her with a stick, and I thought that was going to be bad.
Because who thought about hitting a balloon with a stick?
Yeah,
not
they're
like
hitting
needles,
balloons.
You know?
Oh, and then the balloon takes off and flies away. And the only thing it revealed, like, the dad tried to jump the fence, and he fell down, and the mom, and everybody just laughing. There's no catching that balloon. Like, what did dad think he was going to do, fly?
Spider-Man. That, he thought instant just going to go in, my father do.
Like, he was going to jump and catch it.
I was looking, like, the way he was looking, you were like, oh, is this going to clear it? Or, you know, and then it was like he stopped. Hesitated, and then like that kind of fence, you don't want to be. It looks like putting your hands and trying to straddle, you know, because
they had like they don't have the ghetto fence,
the little boards coming.
They have
up.
The white picket fence. This is the American dream fence. This is the American dream.
I like the gates because if he had gates, he would have been able to.
I don't know about gender reveal parties. That's just not my cup of tea. I want
to
know. Boy or girl, so we can start planning boy or girl. It's not a surprise. It's a baby. Like, and on top of that, now we're letting kids pick their own genders. So what's the whole point? I don't even understand. I've never been a fan of the blue means boy and pink means girl.
Really?
The only reason to do that is so that people don't stay calling your little boy, oh, it's such a cute little girl, or whatever. But that's for our reasons.
Yeah.
I honestly, as long as the baby's healthy, I think you should be happy.
There you go. I agree.
But all of this could have been avoided if they had just an earring back, or, you know, an earring just...
Or why didn't you weight down a balloon? Like, it's a balloon. What did they weight it down with? A paper
kite? He was going at it, too. The way he was swinging at it,
I thought
like,
he was going to hit her.
Yeah, or somebody was going to get knocked out with them.
It would have been gangster if he would have caught, like, as it was going up, if he would have just took off and snagged. I would have been like, oh, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
But that's not what happened.
But no, that isn't
the only thing it revealed is that that family's stupid. Right. So,
that's what welcome it really your revealed. Baby.
Rochelle, would you ever do a gender reveal?
Depending on how my pocket's looking.
Okay, let's go. Coming in. She would have like the
little
views.
Popper, like boop. There you go. You know,
292,609 views. Go fish. This is a fish called a stargazer, and the stargazer fish. We're watching one of those nature clips, and the stargazer fish is showing how it camouflages itself. So the fish is on a sandy beach ocean floor.
And do you think his skin on top is like that, or he threw a little sand on top of him?
I believe that the fish is sand. Now, look, what is that tongue? It's got sharp teeth. It's got eyes. Like, this fish looks crazy. Can we just admit, like, the fish doesn't even look like there's nothing cute about this fish. No. Like,
except his little eyes.
And you think he knows it, too? Like, in the fish kingdom? Like, man, I'm just not a good looking.
It is found worldwide in shallow and deep salt like waters. Like, this is a fish.
What?
That is known. Like, it is around.
Like, he just looks mad, too. Like, when he was
buried
down.
This isn't even one of those little Australian fishes that you can only get off a, you know, a ocean barrier reef in Australia. Like, this is just, you could be in Mississippi and just, man. This fish was poisonous with his little tongue, step on it, and boom. Like, this is why I stay out the water. I don't want to play into black stereotypes.
I'm loving the water right now, and that is not something that I want to hear.
I don't think Rochelle wouldn't give him a time of day.
You wouldn't be in the water with that fish, though.
I don't even know if I have.
That fish catfishes other fishes. Like, it buried itself. You can't see that fish for real.
No. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's
it is blended in.
But you still didn't answer my question. Did it have the crumbs already on top of it?
They look like where they are.
They could just camouflage their skin.
Well, no, I don't think it's not a chameleon. I think it's because that's its natural habitat. It looks that way.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
I think so, but I don't know. I'm looking it up to see.
Yeah.
I know they're poisonous. They're venomous, you know, and some actually cause electric shocks. Okay, I don't even need this. Why? You know, when you talk God works in mysterious ways, this is a mysterious way. Why is that? But then again, we might be ugly to that creature.
Yeah, like, what are those?
Yeah, what are those?
What are you talking about?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean...
Well, thank you for looking.
And some people even find them for sale at fish markets. I'm just looking out for y'all. This is why I do stay away. Ain't no shark ever come on land. That's all I'm saying. Shark has ever jumped out the water.
That would be the coolest little camouflage, because, I mean, the way he just dug in right there, I mean, he probably sees a lot of stuff.
No,
people could be swimming right over and talking about people. He'd be getting all the intel. Like, oh, okay, yeah. You look at Rochelle talking about, you know? And you'd be like, girl, did you see...
you can see him, because you see when he starts shaking down, you got no tongue.
You're worried about the intel. Right, I'm worried about swimming over here and just bite your ding-a-ling, bro.
That is a problem.
I'm not playing with that.
You
like, it looked like
first.
A worm. Oh, no. Like, bro.
Now
oh,
if he's in, because
we about to all get fed. Look at that big-ass worm. I'm not playing with
Look at Tehran. He's still just dragging on the bottom
I'm
of this.
I'm not playing with no stargazer fish. I need to. Okay.
Now that we're talking about not playing in the stereotype, we're talking about stuff just dragging on the... It's like, you know, I'm swimming and my stuff just dragging on the bottom of the ocean.
We all eat.
That's how we roll, just so that you
everybody
know.
Okay. Everybody eats.
Coming in at 280,000.
We got 10
and 65 views. Don't know the word. So this is a wonderful Indian family. This is a young man. He's he's playing. What's the little thing that you can do to play along to the song?
Oh, you know, the TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok.
Yeah.
So he's using a little TikTok action. And this is when your mom don't know English. Now, you play it. He's with his mom.
Or slave for this pussy, do
and
I
he knows she
slave.
Know.
He know. And she's dancing in the back. It's so cute.
Your mama and your kids.
So cute.
He's cute. Look at the mom. The mom just dancing with her hand up like, hey, like in the cutest way.
He's like using every bad word that there ever
you
is.
He said fuck your mama and your bitch.
Pussy.
Yo, where did you even find the song?
I'm not gonna lie though, I was that kid.
He was just like English or most amount of bad words I can get in.
But neither one of you had immigrant parents. So your family, I mean, you kind of had an immigrant parent, but your parents speak English.
Mommy, please come up here.
You speak English? Your mom don't speak English?
My mom speak English, but you will hear, you know.
See, because my dad, I'm not even going to lie, my dad really don't speak English like that. Like, I would love to be like, oh, yeah, bro. It's like, you know, his English is definitely not.
Right. They definitely
he's a go back to your country English speaker. Like, right. Sometimes I'm looking at him like, bro, you've been here 30-some years, my dude.
Right.
Like, really? You really?
No, but I was talking about I'm that kid as in, like, when I was younger, I used to, like, listen to the worst songs.
But your mom didn't understand what it was?
I just wouldn't play it around her. I'm not trying to get beat.
But see, that's what I'm saying.
Because the big words, like, come on, you can hear pussy. You can hear.
Wow, you know what I'm saying?
That's what he did. She was, like, boom in her face. Like,
how was it, though?
Yeah, you said it like you meant that. Here's the thing. I could get away with that because my dad didn't understand. Now, my mom, of course, understood, but because my dad didn't really understand, especially if rap is a little fast and is speaking fast, he might catch on to one or two bad words. But honestly, bad words don't really mean the same. They don't translate the same. So I remember being a kid and being able to use bad words that other kids were definitely not allowed to, being able to watch things that other kids were, like my parents, my dad never knew The Simpsons was borderline.
Yeah.
So as a kid, I was watching Simpsons, and other people's parents were like, "You're not allowed. No. My kid's not allowed to watch The Simpsons."
Right.
Yeah.
And my dad's like, "Oh, cartoon. Watch cartoon. Cartoon. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, like okay.
Aww. Right.
Like not understanding the you know South Park wasn't gonna be a problem.
Mm.
Oh yeah, South Park fun. Oh,
like Teron, your dad's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's your dad from?
Iran.
Oh, wow. What's the language called?
Farsi. It's Persian in English, but it's Farsi, I say. It's Farsi is what we call it and what it's popularly called. So,
actually, you know what that brings me to? Speaking of, you had a video that still makes me laugh where someone, you were at an award show.
You don't even want to know. That was on public, that was on nationwide television.
Oh my God. And the dude, it was, and I was like, listen, black man.
Because,
like,
you know, I'm sure a lot of people in the comments wrote what it meant. So I'm being interviewed. By a wonderful, nice interviewer on this, at this award event and on the red carpet. And the guy is like, oh, and I understand you speak Farsi. Would you like to say something? And I personally just get very annoyed when people tell me, it's like speak dog, like little dog bark, right?
Yeah.
So I say, all of you are stupid and you're an idiot to the guy. and then he's like, thank you.
Right.
I'm like, no. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. So I say something to that effect, you know, on their TV, and then their station started blowing up with people who understood and calling and laughing, and it was very entertaining.
Can next week you bring it up so we can watch it?
I'll play it. It's actually a World Star video, so I'll play it for y'all.
We got
so
a World
let's
Star
go to the next one. This is a
right
different
here
form of go back to your country. This is a person who actually means it. So when I say it in jest. It's just the interpretation of what this guy really means. So this is a gentleman at a pizzeria who gets really mad at the cashier. Welcome to the United States. He's like, and the cashier is getting frustrated and said, please, we don't want to serve you. We're going to call the police.
Okay, you want to call him? I'm going to stay right here. Call him right now.
Yo, why don't you get out the fucking restaurant? Walk out the door.
Call him.
And he really like is just looking. He's really just looking at him like, are you serious?
Yes.
When they ask him, like, you call the police and let's see if you're like, nobody
should like,
have to
no,
show
because
you his
he
papers.
Thinks, yeah, and this, hey, you're an illegal, all this stuff. We can take this video off stuff. We're good. We get the point. Like, and the people are kind of standing up for him, which I like, but no one's really standing up enough.
Right.
But this guy's just doing his job. Like, you can't do this. This is what I get annoyed at. Immigrants are lazy. They don't work. And immigrants steal all our jobs. Which one is it? You can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
Either they're just stealing all the jobs, or they're lazy and not working and using all the welfare. You can't have both.
Yeah.
And the whole concept, and this came up actually, Aaron Lewis, who's a country singer, did something similar at an event in February where someone said, sing a song in Spanish. And he's like, I don't speak Spanish. I'm an American. Well, I'm sorry to tell you this, but 45 million Americans speak Spanish.
Right.
And they are American as well.
Right. Mm.
That this country's national language is not English.
Spanish. No.
Because it's a democratic country, which I'm proud of. I love this country. And honestly, it's whatever the majority in that region is, which is when you go to a court or you go to the DMV, that's why papers are written in different languages.
Yeah. Right.
And though it costs us a lot of money to do this every single year, it does. It's because this country, at its principle, respects the concept of immigration, respects the concept of minorities at principle. Not in application, obviously, but in principle.
All right. But yes, this video really made me sad. But I'm so happy that you put together the videos and you always end with something good. So I was really happy at the end. I was like, something's going to make me sad. Because when I watched this, it really did break my heart. Because it was just so, it was just like he was bullying him. This was like adult version of being bullied. Pushing, like, nobody should have to show you if they're immigrant or not. Who are you?
Well, it's funny. Well, even growing up, I remember some of my friends who were different ethnicities hearing the, you know, go back to your country. One of my best friends growing up was Indian, and it was always, even a couple times I would just, like, from white people, I got like the go back to Africa, you know, type thing, which to me, like, didn't even, I was like, okay, I know what you're saying, but that's not really like landing with me. Probably like how someone who's
from Africa, from Africa, go back to Africa. You paying, bro?
Right?
Like what's the exchange here? What are we doing?
And it was always just. And as I got older, and then like you say, you either start just seeing things, learning history and things like that, and you would just think like, well, first of all, like we all came from somewhere, so like why don't you go back to where you're from too? Not like you grew up here, you know. Type.
I definitely got a technical in a basketball game. One time when I blocked someone's shot and I was like, go back to your country. And it was a white kid. And the ref called the tech before he even looked over. You know what I'm saying? Because he just heard it. And he was like, bah! And gave the tech.
Was everybody, how did he respond? Was he like,
he understood after he saw the dynamic and who said it, because clearly they knew my background and this kid's background. And so,
now, was he a straight white dude, or was he like from a European country?
He was, you know, he was one of the, that's the problem, is we have a picture of what an American looks like, and it's this white guy who has a pickup truck, but that's not what it, only thing. There's no need to be hyphens between all of us. We're all American. So, he's an American who's, you know, generational American. I'm sure his family came over here on the Mayflower.
Right, okay. And,
you know, that's the thing. Plymouth Rock landed on us.
Right,
you understand what I'm saying? So he landed on Plymouth Rock, mm-hmm. And I was like, go back to your country. And then I stepped over him, and that was in a, I got attacked.
You pulled like a Iverson over Ty Lue type thing?
I actually in basketball, I say crazy things all the time.
I want to see this in action. We got to get the world stars on that. Please send that
so
in.
So extra. If you haven't noticed.
I'm going to say, when are you not?
Okay. Well, you know what also I feel could be extra is the extra positive ending that we always like to end on a positive note so that we know that there is still good in the world. Coming in at 230,450 views, this young homeless woman is singing opera in a subway. And because her singing was so amazing, she actually received a record deal. And hopefully it's life-changing. So this is a... This is her just in the subway. The acoustics are amazing. Sheesh, and she's singing it like goosebumps. This is a Pavarotti. This is a classic opera song. There we go. She seems like she was trained. I don't know what happens in people's lives that lead them here. It could be a possible mental illness. We forget that component when it comes to homelessness. We always look at homelessness like it's a like homeless problem, right, instead of a societal issue, mm-hmm, where it is up to us and our civic duty and our civil society to look out for our fellow man, women, children, everybody. So when I say man, it's inclusive. Mm-hmm. So I thought this was beautiful. We've seen this before.
I loved it how it really just showed. I mean, obviously that's a gift that she had, that she's still using, even her in her situation, that she's still just expressing that God-given gift that she's been given. Like, hey, singing, and it looked like even whatever she was going through, like, that's probably something that just brings her joy.
Right.
And the fact that now, like you said, she maybe has a life-changing opportunity. Someone saw it or, you know, says like, hey, that's, we need the, you know, world to hear this gift for her. So that was, like you said, just inspiring.
He didn't take the words out of my mouth. All I could say is that you could just see the joy in her. I mean, of course, her living situation is not ideal, but I mean, everybody has their own definition for success, you know? So she may be happy just where she is, not saying, you know, of course we probably wouldn't, but
she get that record deal. She don't have that money gun.
You don't even know. Maybe she might have that Susan Boyle situation. Remember Susan Boyle?
I do remember.
Let's not act like she wasn't. She wasn't that one lady. She was the not so good looking lady who killed it on Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah,
and she killed it with her voice.
I didn't watch it. I don't know.
I would like to see where's Susan Boyle now? I mean, she like blew
homeless
up
in a subway. Oh. Guys, where can people find you if you want to be found?
Hey, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tenere W. That's at TENEREW.
Screw it.
Wow.
The extra. And then, Urshel, always, where can people find you? Because I'm sure people want to find, besides the strip club, of course, where can people find you?
If you guys want to go to strip club together, preferably the Players Club, something of that type of look, ooh, you know what I'm saying? Barbary Coast Western, you know what I'm saying? You can find me at, you're so silly, you can find me on Instagram at Roachbaby, Baby. That's RoachBaby.
Are they sponsoring the show? Or is that
are you not a crazy girls kind of person? Anyway,
no.
Find me not at the club. Find me hosting and paneling on a slew of other AfterBuzz after shows, BHL shows, and much, much more. And, of course, on the social atmosphere, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at I Am Tehran. And I love to talk all about your shows because your favorite TV shows are also mine, too. Find us next week as we get into next week's World Star Weekly. I'm sure the videos are going to be more outrageous. Until then, World Star!
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.